Time to talk to Backroads Bill. Bill Steer. Last time we talked to him, it was just before Christmas, and he was on vacation in Iceland. Well, Bill is back in northeastern Ontario now, continuing with his adventuring ways. Bill is the founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, and he joins us from time to time to talk about what you can discover on the back roads of the north. And as we've been talking about, those roads are covered with snow right now. So Bill is on the line to talk about skiing and snowshoeing. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. I know you were talking to Eric about real sleet. Well, in Iceland, they have real sleet with a driving wind, great big wet flakes, and you know what? It splatters. That's the definition of sleet. But I had to leave Iceland because there's not very much snow there, and there hasn't been too much snow here until now because, you know what? Snowshoeing has been put on hold with a lot, along with a lot of other winter activities. And so for the first time, I started to cross-country ski before I went snowshoeing.
Oh, and are you much of a skier, Bill?
Well, I am, and I've skied all my life, and I guess there's, like everyone else, we pick our winter pursuits because, you know, in essence, we are a Nordic country, and I visited a Nordic country, and I thought, you know what, we are truly Nordic, and it's part of our Canadian culture. We often ask ourselves about, oh, define Canadian culture. Well, this is part of it, and we need to get outside and get some of that vitamin N, and that's good for us. Yesterday, we had a mindful day, and if we all went outside a little bit more, I think there'd be a lot more endorphins released, and we'd be a lot happier.
Vitamin N, you say?
Yeah, Dr. Suzuki talks about vitamin N, and I just say vitamin N for naturally. It's all about going out to be with nature.
So let's talk about skiing first. You say you've skied for years. What's the equipment like these days for skiers?
Yeah, I went over to Lefebvre Source for Adventure, a three-generation outfitter retailer in Northern Ontario. Talked to Mike Palangio, and you know, it's that wax your skis are waxless, and the packages you want based on your body size, and the thing to look forward to in the future are these mohair strips, which actually increase the grip. So that's coming down the pipe. But you know, we just have to look in our garages and cupboards, and we have lots of layers, and we have little packs, and we can get going. So once you buy your package, you can get going on cross-country skiing. And the thing I discovered, and it came to light, is, you know, there's 18 clubs in our listing area. And I thought, wow, there's a lot of opportunities. I've skied at a lot of them. I've hiked at some of them because there's hiking trails there and there's snowshoe trails there. They really started to promote that. And so we've got that kind of infrastructure out there for that pursuit.
And snowshoeing, of course, they've got those lovely modern snowshoes. Does anybody use the old wooden ones anymore?
Yeah. Well, I know you made a comment about that last week. You know, these snowshoe trails, they're so well-trodden. Why do you have to have your snowshoes on? And the high-tech ones, of course, we've taken the tail off. It's like the keel on a canoe. Only the white man would do that. But I still use mine, but I wouldn't use mine yet because there's not enough snow. So my traditional snowshoes and moccasins will be on hold for maybe one or two more snowfalls like tonight, but then I'll try them out. But because there's a lot of branches and rocks underneath the snow, there's still not a lot of snow out there. But that's why the cross-country ski clubs, they rolled and packed their snow first, and I think most people got out on the trails before they got out on their snowshoes.
What do you prefer, snowshoeing or skiing?
I like them both, and you know, again, a wise man told me you never have enough canoes or snowshoes or skis, and so it just depends on the day. This weekend, I'm headed out towards Killarney Provincial Park to check out the yurts on Highway 637, and there's a new trail along the way developed by Wet'suwet'en First Nation at Point Gardine. I've hiked it, and I want to see what it's like for snowshoeing.
Now, you always give us a great list of locations, places to ski and snowshoe, and I'm going to give you mine because I went snowshoeing for the first time at Lake Laurentian, Laurentian University. They rent snowshoes out there because I don't have my own. And you use the old hiking trails that they've got behind the track there. And they say be very careful not to damage the nice ski tracks that they've got on their groomed trails. So I guess snowshoers and skiers, they can get along.
They can. Well, it's kind of like one of those trail conflicts. But yeah, there's kind of etiquette not to walk on those on the skate skiing or the tracks that have been set, and that's for sure. But there are the 18 clubs from Hearst all the way down to Callander, Astorville, and you know, these people, they have long histories. These clubs, the community clubs, maybe it evolves from that old, those old participation commercials where the 60-year-old Swede, but they all seem to go back to the 70s and 1980s, and there's a core of passionate people there, and they love their clubs and their chalets, and there's all these themed events like entertainment and after moonlight skis, and then occasionally they reverse the direction of the trails, and so there's a lot of activities out there, and I thought, oh, I'm going to make a nice map, put some captions on them as well for people, because again, there's enough trails to for a lifetime here in northeastern Ontario. You know, your next big decision will be where to go.
Yeah, well, Wendy Bird, our web writer, is going to put up that whole map with the list of all the different places that you've highlighted. Do you have a personal favorite, Bill?
I like the Wasi Ski Club because I'm a member there, but I really like it because, you know, they have the single track, not a double track, and not skate skiing. They have some of that, but any club that has that single track, it gives you that closed-in feeling, lots of trees around for some wind protection, and I guess I get that natural feeling, and I just talked about vitamin N, and so I really, really like that. And there's a couple pictures of those, that kind of setting that I prefer.
So next time we talk, what are we going to talk about?
Well, I think we should talk about snowshoeing in a bit, maybe in February, and maybe as we get closer to March, that's the time to go winter camping because it's mild. Well, it's mild now. This has been an exceptional winter, but winter camping is great for March because the temperatures are such you can get away with using your summer equipment, and there still is no bugs.
I would say there's no bugs. All right, Bill, we'll talk again. Thanks so much for your time.
We will indeed. Thank you.
That's Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He also is a part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University and a regular guest on Morning North. He's got his own website, steertonorthernontario.ca, and we do feature his segments on our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury. He sent along some nice photos of skiing, and we'll post those, maybe even throw up one of my snowshoeing photos that I took when I was at Laurentian University the other day, and he's got that map, and should have that posted by the weekend if anybody's interested. You'll be able to find it at cbc.ca/Sudbury.